Today, the Unger Report has our last word on politics. How is the tough fight for delegates affecting Democrats who aren't yet unified behind a single candidate? With this analysis, here is our humorist, Brian Unger.
It's beginning to feel awkward for Democrats, even undignified. This battle for the throne is less War of the Roses and more like the worst couples fight ever. Obama versus Clinton. They're the bickering couple in line at the movies or at dinner in a restaurant.
There's a big difference between us.
Same old lack of solutions.
I've listened, we've all listened, and these two can go at it for hours, like they actually enjoy fighting. In fact, they can fight for such long periods that they forget what it is they're fighting about.
We've talked about this for years.
7 long years.
Their last fight over hope and cynicism was bad enough. On Saturday, I actually heard them arguing over whether words and speeches were important.
Speeches versus solutions.
Words matter.
Words are cheap.
I have a dream. Just words.
Talk versus action.
These are not the words of kings, queens, or presidents. These are next-door neighbors screaming at one another, circular arguments about how he stays out too late with his friends. It's ugly. And now, the House of Obama and the House of Clinton are starting to divide people who usually agree. Colleagues, lovers, friends, families are splitting up, parting ways, going to bed angry. Can you cue the Mantovani, please? Dinner parties are bloodbaths. As Democrat turns against Democrat, not over the issues of education or health care, but over the virtues of pragmatism or idealism. Really, how can one hate the hopeful or the hopeless? This couple's fight is gonna have to end soon for the best interests of the children. Do we have any Andy Williams?
A time for us.
Nice. Democrats, you know what you must do to win in November. You must bring your two houses and hearts together. You must end this division or risk getting your butts handed to you by John McCain. Because the last I checked, there were two spots on a presidential ticket. A ticket on which there's room for the hopeful and the hopeless. A ticket on which change and experience can coexist. A ticket that embodies the glasses half-empty, pessimistic jackass at dinner last night. With the glasses half full, foolishly optimistic Pollyanna you used to call a friend. What I'm trying to say is, it's time to love again. Okay, you can kill the music. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.